Kevin Sieber is with the Bryan Fire Department. He drives a fire engine and is a paramedic. His supervisor for several years was Lieutenant Greg Pickard, one of the two firefighters killed last Friday in the line of duty. Kevin came to the station following the memorial service for Greg and Eric Wallace. Kevin wanted to let Aggies know about Greg going to school at A&M for 3 years before becoming a firefighter and his place in Aggie history as the point man in response to the bonfire collapse.
I just wanted to, the public, you know, outpouring for the support just locally with Greg and his actions at the fire the other night. I just wanted people to also know that this isn't the first time that he's been a hero. Greg was instrumental in the rescue operations on the bonfire collapse. He's spent many long hours out there coordinating the rescue operations to get those kids out of there. It's just another tribute to, wanted everybody to know that Greg was very active in those operations. It's just kind of an unsung hero, even that far back. He is obviously a little bit in the limelight now for other reasons, but I just wanted other people to know that Greg is a true hero, and this isn't the first time that he's done that.
And he would be embarrassed hearing these things, I would take.
He would definitely be embarrassed. He would say, just quit that mess. This is ridiculous. I'm certainly not a hero. Greg is always doing his job, what he felt he signed up for the job to do. He was a good man, a good father, a good friend. And I wanted to... So the citizens of Bryan and College Station have been amazing. I just wanted, you know, the students, the student body, the student athletes, the Aggies to understand that Greg was definitely instrumental in the saving the lives of those Aggies that at the bonfire collapse.
And his allegiance to A&M went far beyond that too.
Correct. Like I said, Greg, he went to A&M for about 3 years. He left A&M to support his family, just something that he had to do, not necessarily wanted to do. He was an avid A&M football fan, A&M sports fan. He loved the Aggies. We talked about it all the time. I think he's definitely, he may not have a ring, he may not have that diploma, but I think he's definitely earned the right to be an Aggie at this point.
Sounds like he definitely bleeds maroon.
He definitely does bleed maroon, and he would I was very, very happy for him that after this last football season that we definitely got to go out on a sweet ride.
And he's probably bending a lot of ears right now.
he definitely is, and giggling up a storm.
And a few giggums.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Comments from Bryan fireman Kevin Sieber.